That's where I go preach, where it's just hard for me to do it almost. Because my heart is so full. Every time I come to this building, pull into this parking lot, come into this auditorium, it just overwhelms me, quite frankly. Steve was a little off. Steve's been off a long time. But because he married Pam, that helped him. He survived. We were here 32 years, and that's over half my life. So that alone should just tell you how much you mean to us. We every time we come, we're grateful. Our heart's full, always will be. And we miss the people. We love where we live. We love the people there. We love our work there. But we really miss you. And we tell everybody that. And it's nice when you tell us that we're missed. And we appreciate that. But it's good to be with you tonight. I appreciate you asking Todd to lead singing. Todd and I are both Arkansas boys. Phil Ford's an Arkansas boy. So if y'all don't mind, we're going to call the halls before I begin. Wayne, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. I promise. It's good to be with you tonight. I want to talk to you tonight for a few minutes about a faithful God. I want to talk to you about that because there are a lot of things in our lives that I think we struggle with. And I'm going to say more about that throughout the lesson. But I preached this lesson not long ago back in Alabama. And I preached it for a specific reason that I'll tell you about in just a moment. But I hope that it will be beneficial to you. I want you to think about this statement. Your entire faith is based upon your understanding of who God is. Your faith is based upon your understanding of who God is. And what I would say to you about all that, folks, is that's a lot of pressure on you. It's a lot of pressure on me. When I think that my faith is based upon what I know about God, what I know to be the case about God. But the strength of my faith depends upon how I know God and who He is. There is a direct correlation between the two. And because of that, we must know, I think, and be reminded of who God is, especially when our faith is tested. Todd has already led us tonight in three songs. The last two songs are songs that I have asked him to lead. And the rest of our songs tonight, including the closing song, will be songs that I've asked him to lead because I think they speak directly to this idea. So I want you to think about that. As we sing these songs, think about what we're talking about tonight, that God is a faithful God. Let me describe a scenario to you, if I may. And as I describe this, I want you to ask yourself, is this you? When your faith is tested, when there is uncertainty in your life and prayers seem to go unanswered, when it appears as though the devil himself has gotten hold of you in ways that are difficult for you, when your friends desert you, and when there is a cloud, when there is, I call it a metaphorical cloud, obviously not a real cloud, although there may be clouds between us and God, but I'm talking about a metaphorical cloud that says about God, I'm just not sure. I think that that's part of our experience. I think that that's part of the faith experience. And if you're here tonight and you say, well, Kenny, that really doesn't happen to me. I'd like to talk to you. Because I think it happens to most people. It's happened to me on more than one occasion. I am convinced that it happens to all people who have faith and who have faith in God. I'm convinced that happens. And I'm talking tonight to because all of you are part of the human experience, I'm talking to people who understand this. But I want us to think about, when all of these things happen to you, what do you do? Where do you turn? How do you respond to all of that? And I would suggest that we typically act in two ways. We can either abandon God, we can either abandon or minimize Him. Or we realize that God is faithful. And so I want us to talk about those concepts tonight. I want us to talk specifically about the fact that God is faithful. Not just that He is, but what does that mean to us? Because I think when we deal with these situations in our lives, we have to be reminded of what are the things that we're going to talk about tonight for just a few minutes. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 9 tells us that God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Deuteronomy 7, therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. We go on to Psalm 119, beginning in verse 89. Forever, O Lord, Your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. Or this passage in 1 Thessalonians 5. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Or this passage in 1 Peter 4. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful Creator. May I suggest to all of us tonight that when we use the term faith, we have a concept of what that means. And it may mean different things in a variety of ways depending on the circumstance and the way in which we use that. But when I ask you this question, God is faithful. That is something that these passages and other passages tell us. God is faithful. But here's what I want to ask you. Does that mean in your mind that God is faithful like we're faithful? Like when someone says, are you faithful to your spouse? Is that what we're talking about? We talk about the fact that God is faithful. Or here's a person who's faithful to his or her job. They're there all the time. And they do good work. Is that what we're talking about? I think it's very clear when we talk about the fact that God is faithful, we're not talking about faithful like we're faithful. Because in the purest sense of the word, we're not faithful like God. Not in the purest sense. We strive to be. We want to be. But when we talk about the faithfulness of God, we're talking about something different. Think about this fact. What the faithfulness of God means, He always does the right thing about everything. Now, if you just think about it, His faithfulness is that He always does the right thing about everything. And if you take that for what it is, and I think that's really what God being faithful is about, when you think about that, it means that He never falters. He never fails. He never forgets. God never gets it wrong. God never needs a reason. He never needs to back up and tell us, listen, I know we've tried this one time, it didn't work out. Let's try something else. That's what happens when we get in the way. That's what happens a lot of times when we try to determine what it is that God wants from us or how we want God to help us in the issues we face. That's what happens with us. Well, that didn't work out. Us doing it that way didn't work out, so let's try a different thing. It may be because we just made a mistake, or we just didn't use good judgment, or it may just be that it didn't work out. But that never happens to God. Never happens to God. Because God is faithful. I want you tonight to think about five attributes of God that make Him faithful. And as we talk about these things, I want to preface all five things by saying this to you. These are things that we know. You're not going to hear. These are new things. They're not new. But I am going to tell you. They're things that you know, but they are not things that you will fully understand. They're not things that I'm going to fully understand. They're not. I don't care how long we preach about it, teach about it, pray about it, talk about it. I don't care how long we talk about it. They are things that we do not fully understand. That's part of what makes God faithful. That's part of what makes God faithful the way God is. So I want you to think about these things with me, if you would. Think about these five attributes. This first idea is that God is omniscient. You know that. Not only do you know that He is omniscient, you know what that means. You understand, like these passages tell us, that God is all-knowing. He knows everything, and He knows everything about me. He knows my strengths, He knows my weaknesses, He knows my desires, He knows my wants. But do you understand it when I tell you that God is omniscient? Do you understand that? I'll answer it for you. No, you don't. Because your mind, like my mind, is limited. We live in time. We're not eternal. We don't have that ability. But God knows. God knows me better than I know me. And God knows you better than you know you. Now let that sink in for a while. It's like this morning I was talking about the passage in 2 Peter 3. I said, think about this. Peter says, listen, he says, you don't forget this one thing. When I mention the first part of the verse, many of you in here know the verse I'm talking about. But do not let this one fact escape your notice. Do not forget this one thing. And that one thing that Peter says is that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I can talk about that, I can say it loudly, I can say it softly. But we can't fully understand what I just said. Because what that passage says is God lives out. God's not limited by time. He's our temple. Time doesn't affect Him. It affects us. Everything about our lives is affected by time. But not with God. And we don't understand that. Not fully. Now one day we will. But we don't understand that all now. And so, like a passage like that, when we talk about this is an attribute of God, well, it's hard for us to understand that. You ever had someone say to you, well, you don't know me. Or you ever said to someone, you don't know me, when you don't think they understood what you're going through? People have said things to me trying to help me, and I'm thinking to myself, you don't know me. You don't know my circumstance. But God does. I can't say that to God. I can't say, who are you to tell me? You don't know me. Well, yes, He does. He knows me better than I know me. And that's an attribute of God, the fact that He knows everything, that ought to shape the fact. Not only does it help us understand that He's faithful, but then it helps us, as we're going to see in a moment, it helps us understand, okay, because of that, then I can take the fact that He's faithful and I can let it shape what I ought to think about Him. Well, if the first one's omniscient, you probably got a pretty good grasp of the next two. He's omnipotent. And again, he's all potent. He's all powerful. He is someone who is not limited in what He can do for me. Now, let me ask you this question. If you say, well, I need God and there's circumstances in my life, there's trials and there's difficulties and there's struggles in my life. All right, let me ask you a question. If you have faith in a God who is all-powerful, listen to this. Whatever you need, He can do. Whatever. Now, if you came to me and you said, Kenny, I need help. And I would say, I hope I would say, I think I would say, I think I have said, I'll do whatever I can to help you. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to do so much. And there's not much to it. And the greatest thing I can do is to point you to the all-powerful. But when you go through these difficulties, you have to remember, you're serving a God, and you're honoring a God, and you're a part of a family of God who can do all things, His all-power. And then, an attribute of God that we have to remember is that He's omnipresent. Now, if you really push me on this and say, well, Kenny, what does that mean? Are you ready for this? You might ought to take your pen out, because I'm getting ready to tell you something about He's omnipresent. I have no idea practically what that means. But I can tell you this. He's always near. He's always near. He's not far from any one of us. I don't think God's spatial. I don't think the Bible is telling us that, he's close, but he's within a few miles, he's within a few feet. I don't know what he's saying. I'm not sure what he says, but he's promised that he's omnipresent. He's always near. There's no delay. There's no logistics issue with God. If you were to call me, if I live in Alabama, which I do, and you live here and said, Kenny, I need you to see me. I said, I'll be there as soon as I can. But I can't get there immediately. I can't be there immediately, but I'm not God. And God can be there immediately. He never needs to say, I'll be there as soon as I can, or I'll be there as soon as I can get there. He's always near. And part of that's because He is a spirit. But He's omniscient, He's omnipotent, and He's omnipresent. And I'm going to tell you again, for probably the fourth time now in this lesson already, you don't understand that. Not fully. Neither do I. Now let's get to two more. I told you there were five. That's three. I'm going to get to two more. And these two are equally hard to understand. God is truthful. You know why that's hard for you and me to understand? Because we're not always that way. You may say, well, wait just a minute. None of us are always this way. None of us. God never lies. He never tells a half-truth. There is nothing about His character that He does that would disqualify Him from saying that He is truthful. Nothing. Titus 2, 1 and 2. He who cannot lie promised before time began. He cannot lie. Now, this, again, I don't, in my limited, finite, human, time-sensitive brain, I struggle. I don't struggle with Him having it, but I struggle with fully understanding it. But that tells me He always tells the truth. And he promises by whom? When you make a promise, it's your word, right? He promised, Hebrews 6:13 says, for when God made a promise, because He could swear by none greater, He swore by Himself. Again, an attribute that's difficult to understand. Who's He going to swear by? He's going to swear by Himself. God will never mislead you. God will never cause you to go in the wrong direction. Never do that. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 tells us that. And then lastly, let me mention in terms of the attributes that God is immutable. Never changes. I know you're going to find this hard to believe. But there are times when I'm moody. I haven't looked at my wife, but is she shaking her head up and down? There are times when I change. There are times when I'm happy. There are times when I'm not. There are times when I'm easy to get along with. There are times when I'm not that easy to get along with. But you know something? You're exactly the same way. I know because I know most of you. And I've seen you at your worst. And sometimes that's pretty bad. But it's because we're part of the human experience. That's who we are. But that's not who God is. God has feelings, yes. But God fundamentally never changes. Malachi tells us that. God never changes. Now, I want you to think about these five things. And I want you to think about them in reference to the question that we have. God knows all. God can do all. God is everywhere. He never lies and He never changes. Now I want to ask you this question. When those difficulties that we talked about earlier come up in your life, when those struggles come, and when that cloud, when that metaphorical cloud stands between you and God, and you're considering the options, where else are you going to go? Where else are you going to go other than to a God who knows all, can do all, is everywhere, never lies, and never changes? He is the one. He is the one who is faithful. He's not like me, as good as my intentions are and as much as I may want to help. He's not like you, as good as your intentions are and as much as you may want to help. God is faithful. Now what I'd like for you to do now, Todd's going to lead us in three songs. And I know these songs aren't inspired. I realize that. But I cannot think of three songs, in my mind anyway, that more illustrate and further substantiate the very principle, scriptural principle things we've already discussed tonight. And we're going to sing these songs and I'm going to make a couple of them come. But I want you to think tonight with Todd and with us together as we sing those songs about these five things. Just let them float in your mind. Just grasp those things and think about the words that we're going to sing and about how when we need Him the most, we're not going to minimize Him. We're going to be grateful that He is faithful. Think about those things, if you would, as we sing these songs.
a shield about me. Jesus, draw me ever nearer. Let's stand as we sing this, please.
You have called me.
Well, as a result of all that, my hope at all times should be based on what I know about Him. And let me suggest to you tonight, my good friends, that if you're considering who you turn to, that I have reminded us of why we turn to a faithful God. He can do all these things for us. So let me encourage you tonight that if you're here and you need to turn to Him, if you need to trust, we're going to sing two verses of trust and obey. And I hope that, I know these things are not things that you've never heard before, but they are reminders, I think, of things that we all ought to be reminded of. That God is faithful, not like we're faithful, but He's faithful in the purest, in the truest sense. And may we always turn to Him. If you have a spiritual need tonight that we can help you with, we pray that you'll make it known as we stand and as we sing.
When you all stand, Lord,